You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Christopher Luxon is running the country like a corporation, and the reality is that everything in that plan will either increase wealth inequality or will destroy the environment by enabling oil and gas exploration, as well as putting at risk areas of national significance where we have endangered species.
As a part of the plan, the government has announced that they will finalise policy to keep agriculture out of the ETS. The Green Party were strong proponents of adding agriculture into the ETS. Why does your party believe that it's necessary that agriculture is added into the emissions trading scheme?
Everyone has to do their fair share to tackle climate change, and agribusiness has to play a part in reducing emissions. The emissions trading scheme is one of the few avenues we have at the moment to lower emissions and make sure that big companies pay their fair share. So agriculture should be part of the ETS, and we can ensure that big agricultural companies do their part while supporting farmers to transition to more sustainable forms of farming.
At the start, you spoke a little bit about these action plans increasing inequality. So I want to ask about one of the points of the action plans, which was income tax relief. It was item number two on the list. Are the Green Party in favour of tax relief as laid out by the National Party?
So what the National Party is doing is putting tax relief and disguising it as something that will help reduce poverty. But the reality is the tax relief they have provided will actually benefit people with resources more than those struggling to make ends meet on a week-to-week basis. This is why the Greens took to the election a tax-free threshold that would be paid by taxing wealth. So it's basically the opposite of what the National Party wants to do, to give tax cuts to wealthy landlords and only minimal relief for those struggling to make ends meet, whereas we think that the richest you should pay a fair share so that everyone can live with dignity.
Were there any priorities laid out in the action plan that you think are positive goals for the future of our country?
I think, unfortunately, the direction that this government is heading is overall pretty negative. And this is not just us playing the opposition party role, but it is such an extreme government in the sense that their key priorities are putting at risk the foundational work that we have put in place to ensure that we can tackle things like poverty and climate change. And this is why whenever people have toyed with the idea of us being in government with National, it's simply not a thing that we can ever agree to, because if you look at those action plans, the truth is that most of it will put at risk the long-term well-being of our communities.
I just wanted to wrap up with, I guess, a question about our political system and how we engage with politics. Because I think oftentimes, especially around election, there's a lot of conversation about people just not understanding policy or directions that parties want to go in. So I wanted to ask if you think that it is helpful to have this kind of thing, clear steps or actions from political parties pointing at what they want to do.
I think it's fine for governments to outline their intentions, but there's a difference between outlining what they are hoping to achieve on a regular basis and then masking those things with spin and PR. So for example, selling this tax relief as a poverty alleviating measure when actually it's a increasing wealth inequality measure. And I think when governments disguise what they do with spin, it actually disenfranchises and disconnects people from what the government is actually trying to achieve. And so in order for governments and political parties to adequately engage with our communities, we need to be upfront about the impacts that our actions are going to have on the people on the ground. Otherwise, all we're doing is increasing the lack of trust that people already have with our political system.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.